Kentucky's signature spirit is in the midst of an unprecedented popularity surge, and bourbon lovers can't seem to get enough of one particular brand, Pappy Van Winkle. It has won international praise, and the theft of more than 200 bottles of Pappy from the Buffalo Trace Distillery in Frankfurt last year has drawn worldwide attention. The crime has not been solved. Well, the craze led Doug Prophet of WHAS-TV to explore the history of Pappy Van Winkle, the man. He shared his findings with WFPL's Rick Howlett.
Well, Doug, for a lot of us, our knowledge of Pappy Van Winkle is this photograph of him smoking a cigar on the bottle. So who was this man?
He is a true Louisvillian, Rick. A lot of people, even the Van Winkle family descendants today, say people come up to him and say, you know, is he real? Or was he just the creation of some smart marketing department? And he came to Louisville in age 19 in 1893. He was a graduate of Center College in Danville, and he walked into the W.L. Weller building, which sits right next to O'Shea's on Main Street, and that was his first job as a bourbon salesman. And he walked up and down Main Street, and he went to another building called the Stitzel Distilling Company on Story Avenue in Butchertown. And then he built the Stitzel Weller Distillery in Shively, where he spent the rest of his career and life making Old Fitzgerald. He lived in a home for 50 years in the Highlands off Eastern Parkway until he died in 1965.
So he never realized the popularity of the brand now, and something that his descendants have put forth.
He lived a long life, and he was a major bourbon executive. I mean, he had a chauffeur that took him to work in the later years of his life, but I had a historian tell me that he can pretty much guarantee Pappy Van Winkle, and he was called Pappy even as a young man, never signed an autograph in his life, but if he walked down the street today, he'd be mobbed.
Oh, absolutely. These distillers now are like rock stars. So tell me about this photograph that we see on the bottle. There's a good story behind that, too.
The photograph changed the course of the bourbon industry. Statement sounds like a stretch, but honestly, it's the truth when you talk to the man who created the Pappy brand in the 1990s, 1993, Julian Van Winkle III, the grandson came up with the idea. But he told me in this interview that he had been delaying it. They did not have a brand named Pappy in the 90s. He wanted to honor his grandfather, didn't know how to do it, didn't have the idea, didn't really have a focus yet. One day he's going through an old file that he found, and he comes across some old pictures that had come from the company and Pappy had, and suddenly there's this photograph.
And let's listen to Julian Van Winkle talking about that photograph.
He's just lighting a cigar, sitting in his office. He's got his vest on, right? His plaid, or kind of a plaid vest, Tattersall vest, in his office there at Stitzel Weller. I'm sure sitting in his office chair and lighting a cigar. So there's smoke all around. It's just a really cool picture. A lot of people think he has a little beard in the photo on the label, but if you look at the black and white picture, the original, you can tell it's smoke.
And Julian told me that was the aha moment. That's the day I knew I could create a brand to honor my grandfather. And he said, had he not found that photograph, the project would have been put back on the back burner again. And of course, when 3 years after that bourbon came out is when it went crazy and changed the course of the bourbon industry.
Now, you talked to Pappy Van Winkle's descendants. There was some film was unearthed as well.
Well, about a year ago, I had been bugging them. I thought, you know, nobody believes the guy is real. I mean, he's been dead so long, for more than about 50 years now. What was he like? I mean, he's a true Louisvillian. Does anybody have any family film of him? And I asked them to go up in their attic, and they found four amazing clips dating from the 40s to the 50s of Pappy Van Winkle and his wife, Nana, and the grandchildren. He's a true family man. We show him walking out of a home in Lexington. Who knows? Maybe he was on his way to Keeneland. Shows him in Indian Hills, where his son and granddaughter are on the back of a horse, galloping through yards in Indian Hills, the Indian Hills neighborhood. And there's Pappy, still dressed like he's right off a bourbon label. This was a man who has become as big as Colonel Sanders to the world of bourbon. And what he's done for Kentucky, you could put on the level of that when it comes to the product of bourbon.
All right, Doug Prophet, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rick.
You can watch Doug Prophet's report and find more on the legacy of Pappy Van Winkle at WHAS11.com.